And we are joined on the phone by our member of Provincial Parliament, who is also the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Affairs, Ernie Hardiman. Days have been pretty busy for you, I guess, Ernie, over the past few anyway.
Yes, very much so. Obviously, you left out the word food in the title, and that's the most important thing today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we wanted to talk about, is food.
Yeah, and so, Ernie, I guess first, you know, we're in a state of emergency. What does that mean for our local businesses, especially the restaurants, those type of places?
Well, I think it's very important that we all recognize that our food supply is very robust, and it's there's enough food there for everyone. We have to make sure that that we keep that in mind when we're shopping. Obviously, if people go in and buy twice as much as they need at the time for the future, that does disrupt the food chain as far as bringing in new product to put on the store shelf. So we've seen in the last weekend, we've seen some shelves that weren't as plentiful as they might have been. And so we want to make sure that that we keep that food flowing in the way people need to buy it, and then make sure that everybody is getting all they want and as fresh as they want.
I was at the grocery store today. All the meat was off the shelves. Mm-hmm. I was at the local Food Basics. They had nothing there. We're still going to be able to get this, like the food, the beef, the pork, all that industry. They're still going to be able to supply our grocery stores, correct?
Well, one of the things that obviously that has been could be a challenge is the produce side of the food chain going through the Ontario Food Terminal, and obviously that's our responsibility too. And so we've been developing an operation plan to make sure that we can keep that food terminal going regardless of what else isn't moving. So anything that we've been doing as government, we've been making sure that the whole food chain is protected and fully functional at all times. That includes the producers who produce it, the processors who process it, and the truckers who deliver it, and of course the stores who retail it. So we want to make sure it's all working properly, and it has been, and we have every confidence that it will keep doing that.
As far as the state of emergency, that was called this morning, and we know restaurants have been asked not to have their dining rooms open, but as far as takeout is concerned, that will continue. Do we have any idea, the state of emergency, is that open-ended as to how long it could go, Ernie?
Well, I think it's very important to recognize that we're starting to see with the virus, we're starting to see community spread on it, where the one person is getting it for someone else in the community rather than having it imported. And whenever you do that to it, the only way you're going to stop that is by reducing the amount of the risk between people who have the virus and the rest of the public, and you don't know who they are necessarily. So trying to avoid large crowds, extended period of time, will help that immensely. And that's why it has nothing to do with the food in the restaurants. It has to do with the amount of people sitting in the restaurant causing the risk of contamination between the people.
Ernie, I mean, that's kind of all the questions we had for you right now. Is there anything you wanted to add, any message you wanted to get out to the people of Oxford County right now as we all kind of get through this together?
Yeah, no, I think it's very important to recognize that we have the safest and the best food in the world, and we have every intention of keeping that. And I think purchasing it in the right order, as we've always done, and be confident that it will be there in the future, I think we'll all get through this without the need for other people to go hungry because of how we shop.
Oh, we know you're very busy, Minister Hardiman, and we want to thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us live today.
Oh, no problem at all. We're happy to do it.